Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, I'm so glad to be back in our safe zone together. I can't tell you, this week has been bonkers, but it's been bonkers in a good way. I tell you, I have so much going on. I have so much to share with you all, too, that I think it's going to be exciting for you to hear different little things. And, you know, we're two episodes. This is our second to the last episode of the season. Next week is it. Can you believe it? I know. It has gone so fast. But you know what, guys? We are here right now and we are focused. We are going to be gaining clarity to find happiness. Ooh, yes, you know I'm excited. So listen, you know, I'd love for you to call in and ask your questions. So call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And Blog Talk Radio, as you know, Whispers, has always got our back. They put in here a live chat box so we can, you know, you can drop your questions, your comments, if you want me to reiterate something, because you know your girl monitors a great chat box, and I love to always really see and hear what you're thinking, how you're feeling this information is resonating with you. And now normally we have in our private Zoom room a group with us, but since it's the last two episodes that we're doing, I really wanted to sit here and be one-on-one with you, give you my full focus, and birth these dynamic discussions. So when the new year starts, we have you all lined up and ready to come in and join us again. We're excited to have you all be a part of the show, and next week will be so much fun. It's the season finale. You all can call in. Just kind of let us know what you have felt with regards to the season, everything. It's going to be so much fun, and we're going to have a good time. And wait, did you get the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Oh, my goodness. I cannot begin to tell you how good it is. If you are not subscribed to the newsletter, there is something seriously wrong with you. What are you waiting for? Click that live link in the description box and subscribe, because this is the thing I have to tell you all. Coming the new year, oh my goodness, it is going to be so much that is going to be going on in the newsletter, different events that you're going to want to be a part of. So if you're not subscribed, you won't know about it. So make sure that you subscribe, to click on the link, and come on and join us. We have a good time in there. So are you ready for this week's episode? Gaining clarity to find happiness. I have to tell you, when I started thinking about this, I knew this was the episode we needed. This is what is going to put the bow and really kind of connect everything that we have been working towards for this whole season. So, you know, I like to start every episode with a clear meaning, an understanding, or a definition. So this is no different. So let's get the understanding of clarity. The quality of transparency or purity. Woo, listen to that definition again. Clarity. The quality of transparency or purity. Oh my goodness. Whisperers, living intentionally requires clarity. So let me say that again. Living intentionally requires clarity. It requires that we have a clear aim, purpose, and direction. And I tell you all the time that I have a clear intention with everything that I do. And even have a club that's on Clubhouse with the title The Round Table of Intention, because it has a clear purpose. It has a clear aim and a clear direction. And see, for us, that's what we have to have when we're gaining clarity. And when we are clear about what makes us happy, healthy, loving, and wonderful, you can be happy, healthy, and well-balanced in every area of our lives. So when we know this, we don't have anything that hampers it or distracts it. And, you know, like I said, even though with the ebbs and flow in life, when we have that clarity, it allows us to really understand and pick up on what it is that really makes us happy. And when we have clarity in our day-to-day lives and move with true intention, and I want you all to take notice of the words that I'm using in this discussion today. Because, see, I always tell you all that words, I choose them just so when I'm building discussions out or when I'm bringing things forward. And, see, for us to really take this discussion whole and not partially or sugarcoat it, it required of me to really focus my aim into it, to make sure that the words that I was speaking and that I wanted to bring into this discussion were clear, transparent, purity. Back to our definition. See, clarity makes everything easier, but getting there requires change and commitment. Especially if you are busy, if we have distractions, if we have feelings of being overwhelmed, it's easy to be derailed and to lose that commitment and focus. And we know that when we are overwhelmed, it can lead us to negative thoughts. It can lead us to worry. And biggest one of it all can lead us to having anxiety. See, when we don't have that clarity, it's a lot of negatives that get pushed into the scope. Before, we had a clear vision, and now we got all these other things that's weighing on us, and now it's been turned a little bit. I know many of you have gone to the eye doctor. I think this is a great way for me to really express that, that you can really kind of hone in on what I'm saying here. So many of us have gone to the eye doctor, and, you know, they always tell you one or two, and they're like flipping that glass, and then sometimes they flip it so fast, you're like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. My eye didn't adjust that quick. So sometimes it's like that, but that's how it is. Even when we have all these other things that are pressing on us, it's like flipping that scope. Is it one or is it two? Is it clearer on one? Is it clearer on two? And sometimes it requires of us to get the clarity that we need so we can see which one is better for us. See, I wanted to really make that comparison so you can really see how being overwhelmed can lead to negative thoughts, can lead to worry, and can lead to that anxiety as well, which by far keeps us from tapping into that beautiful quality of clarity. And I know that many of you may or may not be aware that when we declutter our minds, it causes us to be happier, less stressed, and it walks us into having clarity that impacts us in every area of our lives. Now, I have a masterclass that I do, and it's called Declutter Your Mind. And every time that I do that masterclass and people come into that masterclass, they're blown away when they get finished with it, and literally they have spent that 5 hours with me and really developing and understanding what it means to declutter your mind and how we have to go about it to be able to do so. And they tell me at the end of the course and after that masterclass that they just couldn't believe it. And so when they come in for day two, which is only 2.5 hours long, they say they have such clarity the next day that they're moving with, because things that were really kind of jammed up and things that they were focusing on have been removed and placed in the right space and place to be handled and even let go of, that they can't even believe how clear things are. And if you ever notice that, let me ask you, thinking about physical clutter, okay? Now, I want you to think about physical clutter. Maybe you have your desk or room, or some of you all have cars that are very cluttered. And every time you are in that space, you feel overwhelmed. You can't locate anything, and your anxiety levels rise. But if you notice that when you start to clean up and put things away neatly, I know for myself, we had rearranged my office, and we really needed to get things put away, moved around, shelving put in so I can have more space with things. And I'm a person that doesn't really do well with a lot of clutter. So in turn, when we did that, it really kind of opened up things, but it also, I felt like it opened up my mind more, that I can really handle things, see what needed to be taken care of, and even how I can change up things, because it wasn't everything kind of pressed in on me. And sometimes that's all it requires sometimes for us to start removing certain elements. You know, have you ever experienced that though? Have you gone through that? Or maybe you're going through it now because, you know, with the pandemic, you was in your home all the time and you started decluttering your home even. And you started to realize how different the air and how the atmosphere was. And now you even have more space because maybe you got rid of old clothes that were, you know, kind of piled up that you never really got to, but now you had the chance to. I can tell you that many times when we knock things off in that way and we start to really kind of remove certain things that are kind of jumbled and keep us in that space and place, it allows us to relax. And you may even notice how your body starts to not have that tension in it, and that you're more relaxed, your voice is a little more calmer, and that you kind of are moving in a different perspective even. See, Whisperers, when our brains are foggy and riddled with indecision, it's hard to make choices that get you to where you want to be. And see, and that's what that clarity does. And when we're all jumbled, we're not able to do that. And your inner monologue might feel overwhelming to the point where you can't finish a thought, let alone anything on your to-do list. And you remember that we had spoken about on another episode of ours with regards to that inner and outer noise and how we're supposed to quiet it so we can have clarity. It's so funny how each time we build onto the next step, and remember, that was when we were gaining that growth mindset. So you see the key elements that maybe you need to go back and listen to an episode so you can pick up those master keys that connect to open up the secret chambers so we can gain clarity. We can maintain clarity that keeps us moving towards living happier lives. You see how that moves with it? You saw how I intertwined all that together? That's why I tell you all, when we have little breaks or we're taking a break for a season or coming into things like how we're having our season finale for season 4, go back and really listen to the episodes. You might need to go back to season 2 and pick up master keys that were in discussions in season 2 that will bring you forward into season 3, that will log you into season 4 and get you ready and equipped to stand up and get into season 5. Woo! Did you see how that connected? Did you feel it? Are you moving with me? Are you getting the clarity that you need? See, Whisperers, a lot of times when I hear people speaking or I listen to different things, they always speak in a roundabout manner, but they never connect the dots for you. And I always tell you, I believe in connecting those dots and making that circle, even though the circle may have those ridges. Because, see, that's our life. Our life is a bunch of ebbs and flows. There's dips, there's highs, there's lows. But when we move with clarity and clear intention, it allows us to open up. It allows us to see things a little brighter, a little different. See, this is why I wanted to sit here today and not be distracted by the Zoom room. I wanted to be focused on this discussion so we can walk this together and we can be hand in hand in this, because that's how important clarity is for me. That's how important this discussion is for me. And without a clear mindset, it's easy to talk yourself out of things and get frustrated when you can't focus. So when we can't focus and we are like talking ourselves out of stuff, is because we're just so blocked up and everything is like jumbled up in our brain. And you're more likely to give in to your inner critic and forget about the goals you are working towards, which leads you further and further from living a happier, balanced life in the long run. And that's a fact. That's a pure fact. See, Whisperers, my daily goal is that I start and always finish my day with mental clarity. See, that's my personal goal. And the reason why this is so important for me is because it gives or helps me to be more positive. Oh my goodness, does it ever help me to be more positive? It helps me to be productive, and it also helps me to be content. Because see, when you have mental clarity, it opens up things brighter. So I told you my morning routine is so important to me, because I have to be able to tap into that deeper sense and to really tap into Sonia. How do you tap into yourself? How do you rise? How do you feel? What does that mental clarity feel, sound like, smell like to you? This is why this discussion is so important for me, and why it's so important for me to have with you all, because for you to live happier lives, you have to have clarity, and it's what is required and what it does not require from you. See, when we can really get into that, what it requires from what it doesn't, then that's when we can master it. And let me just tell you all something. When I say master it, it doesn't mean that it's going to look and feel perfect at all times, because it isn't. And there is no way that you're going to achieve perfection in anything that you do. But when you can move with clear intention, aim, purpose, direction, that's where that clarity lies. It doesn't lie inside of perfection, because you'll be striving after something that you will never achieve. And even the best of the best, be them athletes, be them writers, be them singers, whoever they are, if they ever say that I am the best of the best, I have nothing else to work on, they might as well hang it up, because it's over. Because as long as you're learning and as long as you're going and you're achieving, you are always going to get better. Now, I can speak on that and I can really tell you, because I have a background in music, and I told you I come out of music. And I can tell you from Sonia only just maybe, I'll just give you only 10 years ago. Sonia Lerae's voice 10 years ago to Sonia Lerae's voice today is so incredible. How the maturity has come into that voice. And even how the maturity has come into the brain to allow me to tap into a deeper essence of my music, that I can feel the emotions inside of it. And sometimes when I hear it, it brings up such whelm inside of me that I have to try to control it, because it may even make me cry, because I can feel the words and I can feel the music so intently. And that's how it is even in our lives. Sometimes we have to feel the things and know what it is so we can get clarity into it, because it's orchestrated perfectly and it's beautifully, but we have to get every episode correct of it, the notes, so we can get clarity, so we can hear what it is that we need to work on. And if you could see me right now, like my eyes are closed and I'm talking about this because I'm visualizing it. And that's sometimes what you have to do, is to be able to visualize the things to give you the clarity that you need. You know, we had that episode in The Power of Pausing and how dynamic that pause is and what it allows us to do. And how it moves us in a way to give us the clarity and the reverence that we need at that time. And see, pausing is nothing that we should be afraid of or feel that we're weak because we have to pause. We actually should celebrate that and step into it so we can hear all that quieted noise and have it so soft that we can hear everything that we need to hear and take away. See, I think we can really get into this discussion and really get to the meat of it. But before I do that, I'm going to get a word from our sponsor because I really don't want to miss any element of this. This banquet that I am setting and this beautiful banquet that's being set really is going to be abundant. And it's going to feed you in such a way that you're going to come back and even pick up a little bit more. You're going to even come back and pack you up a to-go plate and everything else. That's how good this is. So let's get a word from our sponsor.
We all know that life can get a little overwhelming sometimes. You have so many things going on at once, it's hard to keep track. La Paz Image Consultants, a full-service luxury international agency, will help you embrace your life, family, career, and wardrobe. Visit www.lapazimageconsultant.com to book your free consultation.
Thank you to our sponsor. Before the break, I wanted to get into some of the strategies that will help us in developing clarity. I want to take each of these slowly because, like I said, this is a banquet. So I want to take them slowly and build this out. And don't forget, if you have questions, drop them into the chat box or call in at 516- 595-8091. So I hope that you have your notebooks, and don't forget, pin mark the episode here. It's currently 3:23 p.m. on the East Coast, so you can pin mark it here that if you need to come back and pick up any of the master keys, you're welcome to do so, and this way you can really pour into it. And don't forget that if you want to share this out and give this to someone else that may be struggling with getting clarity or finding how to do this, please do so. So take your proverbial keychains out because I'm getting ready to hand out your master keys. So your first master key is this: create space. Let me say it again to you. Create space. See, Whisperers, your mind has to process everything crosses your field of vision. Everything, be it good, bad, or indifferent. And if your home or work environment is cluttered and messy, the mess and clutter results in brain fog. And that's the truth of the matter. See, you can't work effectively or live thoughtfully in chaos. You know, I remember my mom used to always say, well, there's no peace in chaos. There's no harmony in it. So it's better to get things in order because this way it can all gel and flow beautifully. And I started thinking about that when I was doing this and really thinking about what I wanted to bring forward in this discussion. And I thought about even us staying in flow, how it even told us that we needed to declutter and decompress so we can stay in flow. And so in turn, for us to really have clarity, it goes hand in hand. So many say, oh, the clutter doesn't bother me. But have you ever noticed when they're working or creating something, it seems scattered, or it takes them forever to pull things together or have the clarity of thought that makes cohesion, but they never chalk it up to it being all the chaos that's around them and everything that's all out of whack? It's because the chaos blocks out the need for that free flow of energy. Clear to clutter and reset to zero. And I know that sounds weird, especially when you think about your day-to-day and what you're doing and everything, because we all are like really etching out and squeezing out time for a little bit of everything. But if you notice that you're like etching out and squeezing out so much and trying to get things to fit in such, sometimes that requires you to decompress and, you know, really look at that schedule to see what you need to streamline. See, that's chaos too. We have a tendency to put in so much in our day, but if it was that we were putting it on a plate to serve it, it would be so unappealing because it would be so packed and things would be running off of the plate that you would never want someone to hand you a plate that looked like that. It's the same thing for our day-to-day. It's the same thing that we have to realize that we have to balance out so we can have that clarity. And even if you do it once a week at first, you'll start to notice the impact that it will have on you every single day. And then you can move it along. You can progress to 2 days. Then you can do it 3 days. And then you will see how it will start to balance out. Your first master key is to create space. The second is identify what matters. Now, I like this one. See, many times when we hear this statement, we instantly feel we have this covered. But unfortunately, I know this is not true. See, I like to say that it's like writing down your passion statement for your life. Or what really matters to you that is so important. And this may require you asking yourself deeper questions, to ask yourself what makes you happy, how or what you need to do to accomplish it. And many of you have your own businesses, and you have like your mission statements for your business. So let me just kind of like build on that for a second so I can really kind of connect this so you can get this. So a lot of you have your own companies. Many of you all may be working on building your own companies and you're in that process. You have your business plan together. Now you're getting the clarity of what you're doing and you're putting together your mission statement. And that really tells people what your business is about and the future and the forecast of what you want in there. And so imagine now, think if you had a mission statement for your life. What would that mission statement say? What would be your purpose? See how dynamic that is? Have you ever sat and really thought about that? What would be my mission statement in my life? See, I know my mission statement. And I live a part of my mission statement all the time. And I always am in that purpose. But have you tapped into yours? Have you really thought about it and what it means and what it feels like when you say, I have a mission statement? Because, see, my mission statement drives me. And it has clarity, and it gives me clarity. So identifying what matters to you is when and where you'll get or gain your clarity. And see, sometimes we got to sit in that space and place of pause. You see how that all connects? Ooh, Sonia, I tell you, sometimes I do some things. So your third master key is this. Now this one here, I want you to listen to, okay? Because sometimes this is the hard one. This one here is a little challenging. And it's eliminate distractions. You may be so used to the beeps, the dings, your phone ringing, the flashing messages on your computer, your screens, people that are bombarding you daily that you don't even know or even realize how distracted you really are. And it can take 15 minutes or more cover from even small distractions. So 15 minutes or more, and let's say that we have in a course of like maybe 10 minutes time that we have like our distractions times 5. So you got to think that's like 75 now. So that's like instead of 15 minutes, I got now over an hour, 2 hours to go to try to get my mind right. You know, I'm trying to filter out stuff. 15 minutes or more to recover from small distractions. Have you ever been working on something and all of a sudden maybe like your little one or an employee or something comes in and distracts you, and then it seems like you have to like catch up on a bit of everything? Or maybe you've been a little distracted and you got pulled aside by watching, you know, TikTok or Instagram. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. I have to limit myself because that Instagram cooking, oh, my goodness. Let me just tell you, Sonia can lose some time over there because the stuff that these people are making are incredible. And I love to cook. So a lot of times I'm watching, trying to figure out, like, can I make this? This is awesome. But see, I have to be careful because those are distractions. And I have things that I have to do, and I have things that I want to accomplish in the course of my day. But if I have spent now over an hour or maybe 2 hours just being, you know, entertained by these cooking videos, what does it put me behind then? So what I've done is I've set a certain time that I can go and look and just have my moment of decompression, that I can just sit and watch some cooking elements or watch some cooking shows or whatever. But I make sure that I designate time for it. And I keep my distractions at a minimal, and I make sure that when I'm really in that flow and I'm working and everything, I even have like my phone, I put it on do not disturb, different little elements. I don't get pinged into stuff. I have myself going at certain times, and only specific calls get to come through because I know those calls are important. So how are you vetting or eliminating your distractions? See, that's how important that key is. And the meaning of distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something, a diversion, an interruption. A diversion or an interruption. That is what distraction is. That is what distraction means. So turn off the notifications. Stop gazing over on social media and squandering your time over there. And if you can't limit them to just emergencies or things that really matter, really start to figure out what is necessary from what is not necessary and non-pertinent. And even my family knows that I use the pertinent, non-pertinent. And that's how I kind of move with things. Is it pertinent? Is it non-pertinent? Can it just be held off? Do I need to look at it? Nope. Okay, let me keep it moving. And see, that's how I eliminate those distractions. I don't even answer a lot of text messages. People text me. I will get back to them when I can. I have clients that text me. They know that I will get back to them because I never ignore clients. I'm always available to them at a certain time, a certain space, and I'm always willing to pour into people in that way. And it's the same with my family, and it's the same with my close family and friends. So how are you thwarting your distractions? How are you eliminating them? See, that master key is important. That master key is powerful. Because you might even realize, as you sit in that space and place of pause, how distracted you really are with little things that you need to remove. And maybe how people have now become codependent on your thought and your brain, but they need to start to rely more on themselves. See, that's what this discussion is allowing you to see, and how you're going to build and use clarity to gain happiness. This next key even goes back to last week's episode. Your brain is so brilliant. So it requires you, when you're gaining clarity, to eat well. Your brain doesn't have to rely on caffeine and sugar to function. So remember, we talked about that during last week's show. Eating to a happier, healthier life. And we really brought that out, and I really talked about that, and I told you about hydration. I told you why it's so important to have leafy green vegetables in your diet, and why it's important to even eliminate and to minimize that caffeine and sugar intake. And you know what? A lot of people that are addicted to coffee, let's say, and I'm a person who, I like coffee. I really like coffee. Matter of fact, you can buy me a coffee and I'll be the first one to be like, thank you, because I really like coffee. Coffee because it perks me up, or it's a boost or anything. I just like a nice cup of coffee. I don't rely on it to be an uptake. So you will be surprised how good you feel when you start to taper off and tailor that addiction to sugar and caffeine. And I know a lot of friends of mine that even had stopped drinking coffee, they thought they would never be able to do it. They told me they feel so good, and they can't even believe like the clarity that they have in their minds. And they started adding more natural fuel like greens and fresh fruits. And when they felt like they needed that pick-me-up or that boost, they started to use the natural sugars in fruits. And even to realize that they needed to have more of that ability to tap into fluid like water, because your brain needs it, because it's doing all this processing and thinking. And you know, we talked about it in depth last week. So if you missed the episode, go back there and pick up those master keys in there. Eating healthy improves your neurogenesis. And in that hippocampus, which can improve our learning, that improves our memory, our mood, attention, and mental health. So it really does a job. So we want to bring this clarity forward. So why wouldn't we add all these great benefits? I told you, for myself, I started really putting forth this effort of being more of conscious of my health, being conscious of my diet, really putting things in there that started to make me feel so good. And I even shared with you guys that, you know, I honestly will tell you that I'm normally a very tired person. By far. But when I started really pivoting and changing my diet, adding natural things into my diet, adding the vitamins and minerals into my diet, honey, I got so much energy. My friends and my family can tell you, like, I can tell you I'm sleepy. I may be a little sleepy sometimes because I do have a lot and I have a lot that I'm doing, but I can tell you that I'm not tired. I'm not tired. So really regulating our eating habits, eliminating those caffeines and those sugars, and really bringing in different elements are going to boost us in the long run. It's going to help us. Whispers, with clarity, you know what your body needs and what your heart wants and how to deliver it. Removing the excuses, the distractions, and every other non-pertinent, unnecessary thing is important. We want to have clarity, which will lead us to living with intention, aim, purpose, and direction. Who doesn't want to live like that? I sure know what I do. That's why I tell you, I have clear intention in everything that I do. Everything that I'm saying, everything I put forth, I have clear intention. Can you say that? Are you moving in that direction? See, this episode is big. This episode is like, I don't eat beef, so whatever the biggest cut of steak that you could possibly get, or the heaviest meal that you might want, that's what this episode is about today. This episode has so many calories in it that it's just spewing with richness. Excuse me, I just banged the mic. Hope that didn't, you know, give you a lot of feedback. I apologize. See, I love when we get to come together in our safe zone to have these needed discussions and that we get to spend time really peeling back the layers. Because, see, a lot of times people want to have discussions, but it's a blanket discussion. You don't really get the meat of it. You need to really get that down into it. And that's what Whispers in a Bottle is about, really shedding all of those, like, little beautiful decorations, but really getting to the real talk and the crux of things. Giving you the stepping stones that you can have, each stone that allows you to reach up and move into your greatness. That you have aim, purpose, and direction. Powerful these discussions are. You know, like I said, next week's discussion is our season finale, and I hope that you come back because, oh, wait till you hear what I'm going to be sharing in there, because I have to tell you, I'm not even going to give you a sneak peek today or anything like that, but I'm going to tell you this. Carry a lot of season 4 with you next week, because I'm going to show you how beautiful all of this that we are making and we're putting together is going to come together beautifully, and it's going to be so, you know, impactful that you're not going to want to miss it. And I'm always so excited when I get to do this with you all because, Whispers, you allow me to come in and pour freely into you. But you don't realize how much you pour into me by being here and listening to me and showing up and the emails that I receive. I just love it. And anything that you feel that I need to lean in on a little bit more, write me so I could tap in on it. And I know next season is going to be so different from even this season that you're going to be blown away because I got something big in the works for you for next season too. Season 5 is really tapping into some deeper essence. So I hope you're ready because I'm going to bring it. And I'm excited over it. You know, I always would love for you all to really, you know, connect with me off air. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. Please make sure that you're subscribed because, like I said, you want to be a part of everything that's going to be coming along. I got some really beautiful things that I'm birthing for the Whisperer community that you're going to want to be a part of because it's going to be so, I don't want to give it away all the way, but I'm going to just tell you it's impactful and it's going to really connect us in our community. And so it's exciting to even talk to you about it a little bit right now. Don't forget that more details are going to be placed into next week's episode, which is the finale, and different things that I'm going to share with you then. Don't forget that I want you to come and connect with me off air. I'm on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. Don't forget to even follow me on the home company, which is Pazimaging, Pazimaging. Now, you won't find me under Sonia Lorraine. You will find me under Pazimaging. So if you follow me on Whispers in a Bottle, 9 times out of 10, you'll see how to connect back over to the homepage for the company as well, because I got some dynamic things that I'm doing over there and having a good time bringing some new things to our audience there as well. Don't forget we have our Facebook group, which is at facebook.com/whisperinabottle, no S on it, just Whisper in a Bottle. And then also we're on Twitter at WHISPERS, BOTTLE. So, like I said, I'm always excited to really connect with you all, to bring our discussions to life. Don't forget that we are gaining clarity so we can find and live happier lives. And that clarity means the quality of transparency and purity. So you got to be transparent. So it means that we have to really be open. And we also have to be willing to sit back and pick up where we need to improve on ourselves. And that's that power in pausing as well. So Whisperers, it's such a pleasure to be here with you all. You know, I am your host, and my name is Sonia Lorraine. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, motivational speaker, and I look forward to us being back here again. Please make sure that you come back next week, and you guys be safe. Have a great weekend.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Lorraine, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.